So far, Ethiopia has been the country most affected by El Niño, according to the United Nations. It's been hit by the worst drought in 30 years, with more than 10 million people requiring emergency food assistance. Ahuna Ezeakonwa Onochie is the UN resident coordinator in Ethiopia.
We do project with government that about 435,000 children are facing severe acute malnutrition, and another 1.7 million face moderate acute malnutrition. Response will cost $1.4 billion, and we haven't even measured the longer-term impact on the country's development journey.
Drought conditions in southern Africa mean nearly 40 million people are already having trouble accessing food. The acting UN Emergency Coordinator in Lesotho, Christy Ahenkora, said there could be other longer-term effects. She fears for citizens who are HIV positive and taking life-saving antiretroviral treatment. The country has the world's second highest prevalence rate for HIV amongst adults, according to a 2012 UNAIDS report.
If they do not have enough nutrition, then of course that could jeopardize the country's already bad situation in terms of HIV/AIDS.
The meeting in New York was a collective call to save lives, prevent economic losses, and stop millions worldwide from falling into poverty. Stephen O'Brien heads the UN's Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA.
The strength of the current El Niño has put our world into uncharted territory. El Niño itself is not caused by climate change. But the fact that it is taking place in a changed climate means that its impacts are less predictable and could be more severe.
The UN humanitarian chief highlighted the importance of early collective action to address the myriad challenges. He said El Niño tests the international community's commitment to joint action.
Are we able to forge the partnerships necessary to focus development efforts on the most vulnerable? Can we work together to build the resilience of people and communities and prevent them from falling into humanitarian need? If we are to save lives and reduce suffering, of course we must answer yes to all of these questions.
Stephen O'Brien, Under-Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs. In May this year, the first ever World Humanitarian Summit will take place in Turkey. El Niño is likely to be one of the topics of discussion. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.